Hello and welcome to the Engagement Coach Podcast.
Welcome to the Engagement Coach Podcast with your host, Amrit Sander. So the topic of this week's conversation is, well, I say topic, there's three subtopics, if you like. When I set the company up back in 2015, driven out of my experiences of working in corporate life and in best companies, when I used to go out, analyze data of organizations and to present it back in boardrooms up and down the country, there were some obvious themes that kept jumping out in terms of what wasn't happening in organizations. It was either the lack of trust, the lack of wisdom, or the lack of authenticity. And so these three things became the foundation of the Engagement Coach when we set up. So trust, wisdom, and authenticity. And I want to talk about those things in a bit more detail. So trust at work. We all know it matters and we all know it's important. And in times of uncertainty like we have now, it's important that we really dial this up in terms of leaders and managers helping their teams understand what's going on. What will be happening across organizations is that employees in any department, everywhere across the organizations, with the uncertainty we're facing, will constantly be scanning the environment for threats. So the lack of clarity in the communication, or the email that wasn't very clear, or the meeting that might have got cancelled, whatever it might be, can be read into. And before you know it, you will have people joining dots and creating a story that may or may not be anywhere near as accurate as what might be actually happening. And so it's important that when we are in organizations, in the uncertainty we're in now, that we really dial up trust. Taking time to get to know people, taking time to spend just talking to them, relating with them. It's important that whilst there's a lot of work to be done, and a lot of organizations will be creating a new strategy, that we just stop, pause, and make sure the strength of our relationships at work are still strong. The next part is wisdom. Now you might say, where's wisdom come from? Now, I guess growing up in my sort of Eastern background and my parents are from Indian heritage and my Western upbringing. Certainly growing up in Eastern philosophy, to attain wisdom was the main focus of life. And we don't talk about wisdom in the Western world at all much. But if you look at wisdom, it's about looking back, reflecting on experiences and learning from them. That's how we gain wisdom. And often when we're in times of uncertainty, we can react or we can go into paralysis because we don't know what to do. Actually looking back on past experiences to draw strength from them, to think about how did I get through certain situations, what made things happen for me, where did I get my energy from? But also when I was at my best, you know, what led to that I can really replicate? So it's about looking back and learning from past experiences. Now we use reflective practice to do that, but wisdom is a really important skill that allows us to draw strength from past experiences. Next, I want to focus on authenticity. Now many of you will have heard some of our podcasts of some great leaders focused on authentic leadership. Now, authenticity is really, really important. And you might say, well, yeah, tell me something I don't know. But recently, I've seen on LinkedIn people who are losing their jobs and they're transitioning their role. And some people, I know there was a particular post I read where somebody had mentioned how they noticed people were treating them differently because they were no longer in the role they were in. And it made them question the strength of the relationships they thought they had, because actually it turns out the relationship was based on the job title they held as opposed to the individual they are. So authenticity, how are we at work with each other and with other professionals at work? Authentic relationships, they're very important. And, you know, this is all, you could relate it back to the focus of trust and Paul Zak's work in oxytocin, but relationships are important. And I've seen this. I've actually had this experience once in my life where I moved away from a role where I had a really grand title, and I noticed that people began to treat me differently when I was no longer in that role. And I see these posts on LinkedIn and I can relate to them. And it's interesting that once these people will go into other roles, they'll remember how others treated them. So authentic, being authentic, and it's about being grounded in who you are and the strength of relationships between you and the other people around you. So trust, wisdom, authenticity, I think they're really key factors at work. Now more than ever. So it's really a question of how are you going about creating an environment of trust? It's all very well saying, well, people trust me, but trust requires work and constant work. You can't leave even the best of relationships when left unfocused on or without attention can wane. So we need to make sure that we're developing trust, wisdom, authenticity. Trust now, whilst we've got loads of tasks we need to get done, there's a lot of work, we need to review the strategies. Let's make sure we're taking time out to just spend with each other, getting to know each other, making sure we're having those coffee chats and just relating with each other. Wisdom, let's just make sure we're taking time out individually and focusing on the past and learning from it to make sure that our present and our future is the best it can be. And authenticity, who am I? You know, what are my values? What are my beliefs? And then staying true to them. It's really important. So trust, wisdom, authenticity. I'm going to end on a final note, just on the authenticity piece. Sometimes it can be hard to understand how to be authentic, but it's worth taking a bit of time out to understand your own values. Now, I would probably say I've matured a bit late. Some people may say it's still going on, but that's another topic. But when I was doing my executive coaching qualification, I reflected back, and part of the course is to, there's heavy reflection involved in the program that I did. And one of the things I reflected back on was my time when I joined the police for a year. Whilst I spent a career in pharmacy, I decided to join the police for a year as a special constable. And at the time, it felt like just a whim, something exciting to do. But it was only when I reflected back on my life that I realized how justice is a really important trait and a value for me, really important, to the extent where I joined the police. And there'll be these moments in our lives that we can draw back on to say, what's most important? What do I most value? And these poignant moments in our life, we can start to join the dots between them and create a picture of who I really am. So if there's anybody in doubt, I would urge you to take some reflective practice, really, wisdom, learning from the past, to understand what are the poignant moments in my life and what does that tell me about what I truly value? And then staying true to that, not willing to accept things that contradict or violate our values. And then we can then take the same principles and apply them to our work, to our organizations, because every organization has values. But how much do we hold true to some of these? It's worth going back and reflecting on now more than ever. So trust, wisdom, authenticity. Where would you say your organization is in terms of those three areas of focus? And what can you do about it? Because we can do something about all three of those areas. That's all from me today. So just some thoughts really on organizations and how we interact with people at work during this time of hardship and challenge. That's all from me today. Look out for next week's podcast. We've got some fantastic guests coming up talking about leadership development, employee engagement, and everything else in between. I'm Alexander from The Engagement Coach. I will see you soon. Take care.
The Engagement Coach Podcast.